This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, the Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you today. I hope all is well. This will be a pretty informative hour, and I really do hope that this hour makes you think. For the coming days, I really do. I have a lot to say, and there's so many things that I want to talk about, the things that we don't have confidence in, and maybe some things in the Wayback Machine that maybe we do haven't thought of before. So I'd like to bring those to the forefront, if you don't mind. So obviously, we had the Texas mass shooting at the mall in Texas. And I have a lot of questions, of course. But I'm actually not going to go into those today. There's a lot of questions, the tattoos that are in the booking, the mugshot of the killer, and then not present in the kill shot on the ground, neck tattoos that I don't know how they would just disappear, things like that. There are so many things like that. And honestly, I want to talk about it in a more general way, because this is something we haven't actually, I've never really brought up, I don't think, is the overall plausibility of such an action. And I don't think we've been told over the last, three or four decades about these things, how somebody just wants to go in and shoot up anonymous people they don't know because they're so unhinged, mentally unhinged or uncorked or whatever you want to say. But let's talk about just the overall plausibility. On this show, I shared that there were reports done on, let's say, mass school shootings of anonymous people. And in the 1940s, there were only 8. In the 1950s, there was 1. In the 1960s, there was 6. In the 1970s, only 13. Those events were all targeted events. They were targeting a teacher. They were targeting a student. Somebody they were very, very angry at was going to get the brunt of what they were feeling that day. We'll put it that way. Okay. So a completely targeted, never an anonymous mass shooting of people that people don't know. And I ran across this comment out there in internet land, and I thought it was very stunning because it really sums this up beautifully. Okay. So let's just take a step back, because I've gone over all kinds of mass shootings. And so this actually really, I think, sums up. Let's look at how they're taking place and why. These frequent killings of groups of random innocent people just aren't really possible. They're not possible throughout history. They really don't happen ever. It's very strange. People in the United States, if they're actually going to arrive at a point where they're willing to kill a group of people, are many thousand times more likely to kill a group of people that they feel engaged in injustice against them or people they know or care about. That you can understand. That we can see in history. It wasn't until they started the mass gun control taking away of the Second Amendment that we started seeing all these mass shootings. If these random mass killings were legitimate, there would also simultaneously be thousands, 1,000 times more killings and bombings of politicians, CEOs, bosses in meetings, malpractice, churches, molestation cases, abuse cases, police departments. You would see such an uptick in that to then have to correlate with the random mass anonymous shooting that you would see the numbers just through the roof right now. Killings of random people in so-called safe places like schools, movie theaters, restaurants and malls, okay, and churches. They are really non-existent in comparison. You would see one of those for every several thousand of ones that are targeted. But we're not seeing that, are we? And every week we seem to have a new one. The odds of that happening are 1,000,000,000,000 to 1. They would not, in fact, be happening because it's not laid out in history. You can say people are unhinged and oh my gosh, they're mental. Or Trantifa, Little Miss Nashville shooter, Antifa Trantifa, the trans activist. But you know what? You would see a correlation, and we're not seeing it. It's just not there. Think about that. Every single week, an anonymous shooting, a guy goes in for no reason, or a Trantifa goes in for no reason, and all of a sudden you have this major mass shooting for no apparent reason of anonymous people. It doesn't happen, folks. It never happened in history, in all the reports I've ever done. It's not possible. You would see a correlation. I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. The only reason that these events would be possible is if the CIA were staging events to scare people into believing that they're not safe anymore, and that police expansion and support of military invasions is needed to help keep them safe. And that's exactly what we're seeing, isn't it? The overall plausibility of any event like this happening in the way that we're told just isn't there. You would have to see patterns in history of this. The only patterns we're seeing is in this fraudulent presidency. I can't even call it a presidency. Fraudulent King Fraudalot. You're seeing it weekly because one of the agendas is to take your Second Amendment, your God-given Second Amendment. Crazy, right? Think about that, though. It just wouldn't happen. But I want to take you back to an event, because this event is very interesting. You know, there's lots of events in history where, in recent history, I have to say, where the only reason we don't, you know, or people are shunned from bringing up the obvious questions. And by the way, the questions only arise, it seems to be, in the events where mass shootings of anonymous people take place. Those are the only ones I really have questions about. Isn't that odd? Those are the only ones where the pictures don't add up, the circumstances don't add up, something's wrong. But what's interesting is the card that's played to get you to not talk about that is respect for the victims, okay? But we have trials every day in America about going after the truth for a victim. You would always want the truth, wouldn't you? I would think so. But when it comes to anonymous mass shootings, you're not allowed to look for the truth. It's always about, but we have to respect, but we have to, oh, you can't say anything. You can't say anything. Very strange. Those really truly are the only questions I get, right? Or have, are in those types of events. And I've done hours and hours on it, pointing out all of the weirdness, all the crazy. So I want to take you back to Waco for a moment, because I wonder if we got that right. On the right, necessarily, we kind of come up with this, but Waco, and yes, we know what the feds did, and we know the display, and we know Jan Arino's involvement. We know all of these things. But do we ever even question Waco? Because when I was talking about CIA staged events, how do you know this isn't one, too? Let's just take a look at a couple of things that don't add up. Because I think this is very interesting. According to Dick Morris, Janet Reno made a statement, and the statement was long after Waco. And she said, if you don't appoint me, I'm going to tell the truth about Waco. But what exactly was that truth? Because I think a lot of people think the truth was that the feds just went in and annihilated this group. That's normally what I would think, right? I'm going to tell the truth about Waco. We set this up. We went in, wanted to make an example out of them, and we did it. Okay. But is there more to the story than that? David Koresh's name is actually Vernon Haupt, and he was well-funded. And that's always a big question mark for me, because when I see somebody well-funded, I always think that's really, really strange. You see somebody like a Warren Jeffs, that evil little piece of action. And Warren Jeffs, the investigation took an awful long time to get to the point where they were actually going to go in and take him down. And he was extremely manipulative, very evil guy. okay? But it took a long time. He was well-funded through his organization, but this wasn't an organization where the money was flowing in. This only had about 70 followers, not exactly the richest people on earth, okay? So this land, this Mount Carmel Center commune piece of land, was occupied by him, and he actually took this land. And this was all according to Lieutenant Barber's report, he operated this religious cult commune at Mount Carmel Center. And he adopted the name David Koresh a year before. This wasn't like it was really going on with 70 people. I mean, up until about just a year before, okay? That property was owned by a different individual who was kind of a cult guy. And you guys remember the show I did about the farm, right? The farm, the biggest commune in America's history, well-funded. Man, those people had 100 buses, gas money, food money, could buy land. And what did they blame it on? They blamed it on, oh, well, people had inheritances. Young hippies that are 20 years old suddenly walk into inheritances that could afford all of that? I don't think so. It never made any sense. And they showcased it on the media from the moment it began. And I talked about this on the show, right? Okay. So you have this religious cult with about 20 people. And then David Koresh, Vernon Howell, has enough money to travel around and recruit members around the world from different places like Hawaii. He goes and he has the funds to travel and recruit. He couldn't come up with more people in the United States than 20. My gosh, even the farm had like 300 immediately. He goes around and he says, you know, he has to travel to recruit these members, and these members come in. If half the group of the 70 people that were there were all from outside the United States, why wasn't immigration called in? Strange thing. Immigration wasn't even involved. They didn't even care. Wouldn't you want to see people's passport? Wouldn't you want to know who these people are? One would think. Anyway, that's just a side note. They get this property, and the taxes, the back taxes were owed since 1968. That's a whole lot of taxes, but the state never took the property. Why is that? Very strange. So he goes in a gun battle where charges, a gun battle with various people to get this land, and no charges ever came, the acquittal of charges, I should say, came about because of this. Nobody ever fried for any kind of gun battle or actually went to trial and actually ended up with any convictions. And it was a gun battle. That's kind of interesting. He was able to take over this property and have it for his so-called followers. The feds followed him around, all right, to gun shows, knew that he was getting all of these shipments in, called mag bags, right? And they knew exactly what were in these shipments. Shipments from Idaho, shipments from gun places, okay? Ammunition, all kinds of things. So they absolutely knew. But he wasn't dangerous enough to arrest, only dangerous enough to follow and start making a case over this. The whistleblower was a Branch Davidian. He didn't call the local police. He called the BATF, Bureau of Alcohol and Firearms. Why is that? What a strange phone call to make. You want to alert about somebody with only 70 followers, not really doing much, but you want to call the BATF? Strange. And you also want to get the BATF of Little Rock, Arkansas involved. Remember, Clinton was over Waco. Strange. Really strange. Why them? Then there was the outside report by an anonymous person outside the state to Joyce Sparks, Texas Department of Human Services in Waco, received a complaint, okay, that David Koresh was abusing young kids. But when they went in, they didn't exactly do the report on this. They weren't even curious about it. And David Koresh just went down and showed him the bunker of all the guns included in the report. But they didn't really interview anyone about the sexual abuse claims. That's kind of strange. In Normalville, you would actually do that. You would actually make that part of your report. Something in there would be very interesting to read about whether or not you assess that that is happening or not happening. But the report ended up really being about the firearms, teaching kids about firearms, right? Because they said that they were trained to use these firearms in a bus down in the bunker below the Mount Carmel commune. But that was kind of strange. And if you really did feel like you needed to have this report, why wouldn't you go a little farther and ask about these things? That was strange too. You would, in fact, take somebody down that you thought was dangerous, right? Before it ever got to the point where you would land on their property with all cameras visible for an event in front of the whole world. Certainly, with the shipments, if you really thought somebody was dangerous and abusing people, you would take them down far before. But this event was a big event. Was it a staged event? I don't know. Was it a staged event to then criminalize militias and start on the road to developing homeland security? That is a really interesting question, isn't it? Because that's what came later. In fact, there were articles written about this very thing, and they said the modern-day militia movement owes its existence to Waco. No, modern-day militia movements are not exactly modern-day. They've been around for a long time. Just more on the down low. But they wanted this to come out, and they wanted to do a lot of press on modern-day militia movements for a reason, right? We have the right to militia movements in this country. We have the right to, and I shouldn't even say movement, just militias. They wanted to demonize it. Interesting. I'll be back. I have a little more on this. And some other questions I have, too. And I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you. I'm bringing up a lot of questions. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about some things. I don't know. Certainly are too many questions to ask, though. It is very interesting when we get to anonymous mass anything or the staged events of history, possibly, that you're not allowed to ask any questions when obvious questions come up out of respect for the victims. But if you're a single victim of a crime, then you can go to court, and then it's only justice that where the truth can prevail and you can finally find out what happened to your loved one in court. But if you're in another type of accident, you know, not accident, but shooting, it's not possible to ask questions. I always find that a little weird, don't you? Strange. So let me talk about Waco for just another moment, because I think maybe if we could shift some perspective to see this in a different light. And I know that this might infuriate people, right? That's okay. It's okay to think. It's okay to think. So they didn't see him as a danger, but they wanted to just watch him for a very short period of time. You know, when they went in to get Warren Jeffs, that took years in the making to finally realize what was going on in his religious group. Okay. And this was very quick, in a year. Very strange that you would have this happen that quickly. Very strange that you would have a whistleblower from the Branch Davidians. Was this a Fed? One might think so. One might ask that question. Whistleblow right directly to the BATF. Strange. I was Little Rock involved. I don't know. Did Clinton have something to do with that? They owe him something? Why were his bodyguards involved in BATF agents, right? Doesn't make any sense. But they were on site, and there was a fire, and there were no autopsies. People were burned up. The one guy that was killed, that was a Branch Davidian, was quickly cremated, family not allowed to see the body. That's kind of strange. That doesn't happen, really. Just doesn't happen. The plausibility of all of it, very, very strange. So then there's no autopsies, okay? No way to really go after the truth in that. So that's kind of different. And it was broadcast. They wanted to make sure that everyone saw what was going down. Now, we all know that what the feds can do. We're all really aware of how the feds can demonize and their role in entrapping. Most of their job seems to be kind of an entrapment arm now. And I say that because they were found to have the most child porn sites on the dark web, right? Owned by them, monitored by them to entrap. Okay. I get when people do things wrong. Who doesn't want to see somebody, you know, the child porn guys go to prison forever or castrated or whatever. But it is strange that the entrapping thing is a big deal. But this was pretty obvious because the feds went in and were, you know, basically annihilating the people in Waco. But why would they want to show you that? Was that the truth Janet Reno was talking about? Possibly. Who knows? But that was really strange. It was the beginning of really establishing the Department of Homeland Security that would come in 2003. The fake need for this agency to exist with no authority to really exist in America. There is really no authority for Department of Homeland Security federally. Okay, every state can take care of their piece of the land. So no reason for them to exist. But between this and Oklahoma, by the way, Timothy McVeigh was on site, right? For Waco? He was on site, not part of the Waco. I mean, not part of the Branch Davidians, but on the other side, right? Very strange. And we all know Oklahoma. There's too many questions about Oklahoma. But here's the deal, though. This article that came out in mainstream said one Department of Homeland Security official put the modern day militia movement owes its existence to Waco. That's really strange. The Davidians, I guess, hung a bedsheet from the window that said, Rodney King, we understand. They were into political messages, too.
Really? Does that seem a little strange to you? I don't know. It just seemed strange to me. Very strange, actually. A little too strange, right? The probability of this, you know, how many times have you seen a religious commune of about 100 wackadoodle religious people hanging out together that are really, really weird that also happen to be a militia group? I don't remember the last time I drove by and saw that. Do you? I mean, if Waco, if this was happening more and more and they had to develop a Department of Homeland Security, not only for 9/11, and let's not even go there, but also because of Waco, wouldn't you see these groups pop up all the time? Wouldn't this be something that we would see, like the plausibility of these action groups? Warren Jeff's group wasn't even a militia group, just a religious group, a religious weird group, right? Okay, under his control. So I found that to be a little strange. The department, the alcohol, Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was founded in the late 1800s, and it was a branch of the Treasury Department. But after this Waco event, they moved it under the Department of Justice. Why? That was weird, because it was under the Homeland Security Act. Very strange. Okay? There's too many weird things. Undercover agents galore. They had over 500 agents, some say 800 agents on site. That's a little weird, too. Why so many? Why would you need that many people for such a tiny group? Makes no sense. Some people will argue, well, it was training exercise, right? Who knows? But that seems like a huge amount. They wanted the presence to be known. They wanted this event to be known. And they wanted you to think militia groups were on the rise and that they were dangerous, of course. Which we know that people in militias are actually really mostly good patriotic people that care about their country, that know and can read, obviously, the Second Amendment and the founders as to why they wanted to make sure that the people could defend themselves against what? Not just somebody coming in to hurt them, but their government, right? So everyone can understand that. Okay. The land was just taken over, cremations, no bodies observed, bogus investigations, well-funded. One of the things that's really, I think, something very interesting to key in on is how these things are funded, because they don't make sense. They don't make sense. Warren Jeffs had a bunch of people who were contributing with their jobs in the outside community to help with the money, so that you could see. But on this, there was never an explanation as far as where the money came from, to buy the land, to take this over, to do all these things. Seems a little more orchestrated for the entire event, does it not? I think that these things, when you don't have the plausibility level, and like I stated before, if you have somebody going in and shooting up anonymous people for no reason, I'm sorry, but you can't just say bad mental health. That doesn't work, because it doesn't go along with the nature of man. When you go back into history and you look at all the mass school shootings, and really they weren't mass, right? Because in history, they were always targeted. It was for one person only, or outside the school boundaries, one entity. And that was included in those numbers. It was very, very rare. And you can't even blame video games at this point. Video games doesn't make you get up and shoot a bunch of anonymous people, because it doesn't happen. People used to bring guns to school, for Pete's sakes. We had target practice utilizing weaponry at school, and you didn't have those kinds of things happen. But I don't blame mental illness in video games. I think these things are more staged, and I think it's convenient to blame mental illness in video games for these things. I do. I think it's very convenient, because you can blame the culture. But still, going up and shooting up anonymous people isn't as plausible as you think it is. And really, there should be much more events happen targeted if that's the case. I'll be right back. I have more questions, of course, on the Alex.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad to be here with you because, look, you can always ask questions, right? Questions never hurt anybody. And I always want to see things from different vantage points. I like the challenge, personally. I really do. Because it makes me think. And our narratives are so strong that sometimes we pick and choose which narratives we want to look at. And sometimes I think maybe that does a disservice to us. Maybe we ought to look at everything. Question everything. And then see what sticks, right? And then see what has the plausibility factor big time. There was a huge event, right, last week about Russia threatening nuclear revenge. And in December, we heard he was readying the nukes. I mean, not just looking at nukes, but readying the nukes, you know, to come after us. And a lot of people thought within a couple of days, everything was going to be nuked. And I said, no, I said, they love this threat. This threat is, it grabs headlines, there's fear, the boogeyman, woo, you know. And they've been doing this for 80 years, okay, 70 years. And so what was interesting about it, though, was I had just read a piece questioning the Trinity,
Trinity was the nuclear weapon test, right, for the Manhattan Project before the detonation of the bomb. Well, Japan had already surrendered. There was never really a reason to drop that bomb. So why did they? In fact, they surrendered twice, I do believe. Okay. So there was never a reason for it. So why did they do it? That's an interesting question, because there had to have been a much bigger reason to drop a bomb when somebody already surrenders. And they're using this over and over again. I could go back to 1980 headlines right now that would tell you the exact same thing. Oh, the nukes are readying. We're about to get nuked. Everything was about nuclear warfare. And it always has been, right? That's why we made North Korea the enemy. We'd put them on the stage. I can just picture like a clown dancing on stage. You know, when you bring out the next enemy, you say they're going to nuke us. We could take out North Korea in 2 seconds. I mean, it was ridiculous, but people believed it, right? So this was kind of interesting. We have this new movie, Oppenheimer, coming out. And whenever I see a movie that is sort of highlighting, if you will, the narratives of our time, and they love to do this, okay, you'll always see the movies backing it up, right? You'll always see a dramatic movie to get the emotion behind it on the Manhattan Project and the atomic bomb. And so when I see a movie, I'm always a little intrigued to go look at the events from another perspective to see maybe what we were lied about, what they lied to us about, okay? Trinity, and maybe they didn't. I just want to bring this up because I think it's worthy of a question. Trinity was the code name for the first detonation of the nuclear weapon, and it was conducted by the United States Army as part of the Manhattan Project July 16th over the summer in 1945 in New Mexico, Socorro, New Mexico. And this was on, it's now part of the White Sands Missile Range. And the only structures originally in the vicinity were the McDonald Ranch House and some buildings, which the scientists used as a laboratory for testing bombs. And the base camp was constructed, and there were about 425 people present on the weekend of the test. And the code name Trinity was assigned to Oppenheimer. But really, the guy really behind all of this that's never truly mentioned was Vannevar Bush. He was a guy that was in policy. He had the presidency, or he had a ton of power. Remember Valerie from Iran that had all the power in Obama's regime? Okay. The little whisper, the ear whisper. Okay. This was the same kind of thing. Vannevar Bush was this guy at this time, and he was the one that orchestrated the whole Manhattan Project and Oppenheimer to do this. But oddly enough, the movie's about Oppenheimer, however you want to say it. You know, I'm the name murderer, so whatever. Anyway, get over it. So the test was an implosion design plutonium device named the Gadget, and the same design as the Fat Man bomb later detonated over Japan. And then, of course, the complexity of the design. This was going to be the first nuclear test ever, okay? And it was directed by Kenneth Bainbridge. Also, in this same thing, right? They said the rise of the fascist governments in Europe led to a fear of the German nuclear weapon project, especially among scientists who were refugees of Nazi Germany and other countries and so forth. And so this was the reason they put out in order to get the funding and the okay to do all of this. Okay. So Julian Mack and Berlin Brixner were responsible for photography. The photography and group employed some 50 different cameras taking motion and still photographs. Okay. They had special Fastax cameras. Now, we all know that many companies, I'll say this lightly, many companies that dealt with cameras and such were CIA ops. But I just want to throw that out there because we know this now. Okay. So they were taking these photographs, but wouldn't you know that only one photograph actually came into fruition? Only one faraway photograph by one obscure person named Jack Abey actually got a picture of it? And did you know, and it's kind of blurry and it's off, but did you know this? That the only picture that was ever taken that was actually well exposed, they had all these cameras, they knew what they were, they knew what they were blowing up, right? But then they couldn't get a good shot of it, but just the one guy had one picture. They wanted his negative. They handed the negative over, and the negative doesn't even exist today. It's kind of like the moon. With NASA, not one single document about how we got there or what we were doing ever showed up again and was lost because somebody lost the key or I don't know what happened to the storage unit somewhere off somewhere, Washington, D.C., that it was stored. Who knows? Maryland. Anyway, the only negative of this photo was lost. Man, the only negative of the nuclear test that would set off the nuclear program was lost? Gosh, so weird. Strange. Anyway. All right. So here's the question, and this was written by Russ Winter just lately, and I love this, so hat tip to him. Was Hiroshima firebombed and not nuked at the time? This is a really, really good question, because I want to read to you the testimony of U.S. Major Alexander Seversky, who died in 1945, coincidentally. Died right after this, right after he said this. Inspected the bombed towns of Japan, and this is what he said. In Hiroshima, I was prepared for radically different sights, but to my surprise, Hiroshima looked exactly like all the other burned-out cities in Japan. There was a familiar pink blot about 2 miles in diameter. It was dotted with charred trees and telephone poles, and one of the only cities, 20 bridges was down. Only one of the city's bridges was down. It's weird. Usually it just decimates everything, doesn't it? So we were told, anyway. Hiroshima's clusters of modern buildings in the downtown section stood upright, he said. It was obvious that the blast could not have been so powerful as we'd been led to believe. It was an extensive blast rather than intensive. Think about that. It was an extensive blast rather than an intensive blast. I had heard buildings constantly consumed by unprecedented heat, yet there I saw buildings structurally intact. And what is more, topped by undamaged flagpoles, lightning rods, painted railings, air raid precaution signs, and fragile objects that were just standing there. They weren't decimated? At the T-bridge, he said, the aiming point for the atomic bomb, I looked for the bald spot where everyone presumably had been vaporized in the twinkling of an eye, but it wasn't there or anywhere else. I could find no traces of unusual phenomena. Strange. What did I see in substance? A replica? Or the Tokyo suburbs, Yokohama or Osaka, the familiar residue of an area of wood and brick houses raised by uncontrollable fire, he said. Everywhere I saw the trunks of charred and leafless trees, burned and unburned chunks of wood, the fire had been intense enough to bend and twist steel grinders, yet to melt glass until it ran like lava, just as in other Japanese cities he had seen, where they were firebombed. The concrete buildings nearest to the center of explosion, only a few blocks from the heart of the atom blast, showed no structural damage. Even cornices, canopies, delicate exterior decorations were intact. Window glass was shattered. But of course, the single panel frames held firm. Only window frames and two or more panels were bent and buckled. And the blast impact, therefore, could not have been unusual. And this event was not unusual. But he expected to see it, just didn't see it. And oddly enough, the victims were flown over here right away for care in our army hospitals. Strange, right? I thought that U.S. Major Alexander, I should say D. Seversky, I thought his words were interesting, don't you? Somebody that was there, that saw it, that had these thoughts. Very, very strange. Something to look at, something to keep in mind. Think about narratives. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
With you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. Good to be with you. As we sum this up, I want to bring up just some points I've been thinking about, okay? We know that these people are full of narratives, okay? And I'm sure that we have weapons of destruction. There's no doubt in my mind. What do you think they've been working on and have black budgets for? Many black budgets we know nothing about. That's why they're called black. And obviously, we know DARPA, all the agencies have been really hard at work at developing things. But sometimes I wonder if maybe, just maybe, and I know this is very controversial, so whatever, get over it. Just think about it for just a moment. What if the nukes are disinformation to the things that they actually have? Things that maybe they could blame on something else in the future. Maybe even aliens, who knows? But that seems to be the card they want to play. And the stuff that they've come up with, they'll blame it on aliens so that we can't counter it, right? So we don't have any action against it, so we can't do anything about it. And I have to wonder, because let me give you a couple more points of interest on this, because I know how controversial this is going to be. I know that brains might be exploding right now out there, because we don't really question this, do we? Okay. But in Liddell Hart's history of the Second World War, they claimed that the Japanese on the ground didn't even know they'd been A-bombed till long after the war. How would you not know? Allied occupation authorities also clamped down on eyewitness testimonies. Testimonies that did come out often had a scripted, deceptive quality to them. I'm thinking 9/11 too. Same kind of thing, right? The accounts themselves have been describing a napalm bombing, but then suggestive phrases are inserted into the narratives like strange yellow ray and sun ray. There are also, and it is kind of strange to have multiple people describe it in that way, right? There are also accounts of a single B-29 flying over and flying over at 32,000 feet, and the bomber would not be visible from the ground, nor would a small fleet, okay? But, however, there was a clerical father, who provided, and John Seams, who provided more information to how this went down, because he said it was rumored that the enemy flyers had spread an explosive and incendiary material over the city and then created an explosion and ignition. And a few maintained that they saw the planes drop a parachute, which had carried something that exploded at a height of 1,000 meters. And no one knew anything for certain concerning the nature of the bomb. Well, that's kind of strange. And I don't know that the father would lie about that. He said that was the rumor. And the bombing planners, drawing from their science of mass killing, first spread incendiary material to prep the target. This soaked kindling that could have been lit like a match from a small high-flying fleet of B-29s. This makes it possible to destruct the target with even less than 66 aircraft and would make it highly contained and highly controllable. And then, of course, the absence, remember the cameras I mentioned at the test, the Trinity test? The absence of the mushroom cloud photos from the ground in Japan, among the very few photos of the Hiroshima bombing that do exist. And by the way, why aren't there more photos of it? You're going to drop an A-bomb, but you're not going to have any pictures? Just a couple? Does that seem strange to anybody? Look at how many cameras they had set up for the test. It didn't exactly work out, but still, they had a lot of cameras there, did they not? You wouldn't want to photograph this for all the world to see? Because it did become the big nuke program, and then that has been used as the boogeyman ever since. Strange. I have to call strange on that. And of course, the following three suggest a raging firestorm, not a nuclear explosion. The photos appear consistent with the others shot at different distances and angles. And the firestorms, which were described at Hamburg in 1943, Dresden in 1945, and other various like Japanese incinerations of 1945, look oddly similar. Was it an A-bomb or a firestorm? In the book Osada's Children of the A-Bomb, a survivor described a scene that is altogether different from the A-bomb, saying, I looked up in the sky, a streamer of smoke, perhaps 50 yards high, rising from the center of Hiroshima about 2 miles distant, and at the top of the column of smoke was a ball of fire, which seemed to be about the size of a large oil tank. Anyway, so I bring you this just to think about this. Because when the people were brought over here for medical care, that was strange. They said that the radiation exposure did not cause genetic damage, which it would have, one would think. 40-year study of thousands of Japanese who survived the so-called atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima, right? And there was an intense study of 70,000 offspring of the atomic bomb survivors that failed to identify an increase in congenital abnormalities or cancer or mutational blood protein changes or anything. And that was a 1990 study in the Journal of American Medical Association. Strange. Really strange. And I think strange enough to ask more questions about it. And maybe, I don't know, there's just something that's kind of wrong with, I think, the information that we get. And so it's worthy of a look, one would think. The other thing I want to end on is something more recent. And I want to talk about public health for just a moment. Public health is a really interesting thing because in a free society, you don't need public health. The individual within a state just goes for their medical help. Am I right? You go in to see your doctor. What do you mean public health? It's a very, very strange thing. It was a creation, a Rockefeller creation, and the organization started in really the late 1800s, but early 1900s is really when they put themselves on the map based on a lie. They had to, because how do you construct public health when it's not necessary? So they said they solved or ended hookworm. Hookworm was like 400,000 people in the entire United States. Down in the South, hookworm was already being cured because the only cure was put some shoes on. Anyway, that's easy. So what they did was they became an entity worthy of money being given to it by the Rockefellers, became a government entity that took some of the duties away from the country doctor at the time. And at the time, they wanted to be in charge of prevention. That was what the doctors were in charge of. They wanted to be in charge of all these things. And So when you think about it, we are a country of individuals that can seek out health issues individually, not in a collective manner. And public health was there to basically push shots for pharma. That's really their whole role. If there's a problem, they have a shot to solve it. Do they not? That's really what they're about. And so what's interesting about this is exactly why they were created, for sure. But they were put out as the centrally organized arm of the federal government that was basically the control mechanism. So in the emergency orders of late, you had this public health. Everything was blamed on the public health. The schools blamed public health. The store, the signs on the store windows about wearing a mask and all of this, all blamed on public health. There's public health officials now that run public health departments that are coming out and going, well, yeah, I mean, it was a minor respiratory, sorry. But no real accountability. They had website ticker clocks for the amount of so-called deaths, or I love this one, the projected death toll, always, right? And the deaths they knew at the time on these death tolls on the websites of all the public health agencies in the country, of the counties and the states, were all giving the same ticker clocks and the same information, and I mean verbatim from the CDC. The CDC was allowed to control every single one of those health departments, and nobody in the health department spoke up. Nobody in the health departments contradicted the information. Only a few. I had a guy that was local that kind of said a few things locally. Oh, I don't know. But still, it was shored up by public health. They even put in their own brand of CIA agents that actually work in public health and ousted the longstanding, this is what happened in my state, ousted the longstanding public health state guy and put this new, fresh CIA agent in as public health administrator, right? And so you had the CDC working through all the states. The reason I say this is because why isn't there any accountability? They were in charge of shutting down the nation, truly, because everybody blamed them. And they didn't exactly say they had questions. They didn't say, well, you should think about this first, or maybe not, or geez, it looks like a cold or flu or whatever. They went along with the lie, not only went along, but advertised the lie. And then, of course, would show up and talk about the big danger. Did it make them feel important? Is that why they did it? Did it make them feel like they had the world stage? The only way we're going to solve the next time they get away with doing this, or they try to, is to fight this in every single county in America, start to make them have the accountability for what they lied about, what they did when they knew they didn't have any proof, because they all know that car accidents and cancer and Alzheimer's were all chalked up as COVID deaths, and they did nothing to tell you the truth. And if you go county by county, public health department by public health department, and people actually sued their public health departments, can you even imagine what would happen? Can you even imagine the fact that we could take down their very structural, centrally organized organization? Because that's how they did it last time. Everything, even the government, relied on public health to shore them up. Public health was an entity that never should have been, and the whole thing was founded on a lie for organization. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. Thanks for thinking with me today. Thanks for this hour. I really appreciate you guys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.